Now turn to part two. You will hear part of a radio program in which a woman called Helena Smith talks about her life as a weather presenter on TV. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part two.
I'm often asked how I spend my day. I think people imagine I just stand in front of the camera, talk a bit about the wind and the rain, point at the weather charts and then go home. I wish. There's actually far more to the job. And, of course, most of it goes on behind the scenes, which viewers never get to see. Altogether, there are 18 of us at the Television Weather Centre who work in shifts which last 12 hours, from 11 in the morning to 11 at night. So it's a pretty long working day. If I'm doing the day shift, when I arrive on duty, I'm given a written sheet in the form of a report from the person who's been doing the night shift. This means that the handover from one shift to the next is as smooth as possible, and the first thing I have to do is to read through it very carefully. I also get detailed up-to-the-minute guidance from the chief weather forecaster, and it's my job to pull out the important facts and decide what the weather story for the day is going to be. At that stage, I will contact the chief forecaster to check the latest updates to the forecast and ask any questions. And then around 11:30 a.m, those of us on duty will meet in what we call the weather studio. This is an opportunity for the producer to learn about the weather story for the day and for the team to make decisions about the maps and charts which are going to be used in the broadcasts. After the meeting, we begin work on the writing. When everything is complete, it's time to get ready to go in front of the camera. The scripts which we produce are used by the radio station as well as the television network. The rooms where we record the programme are very strange. There are no cameramen, no floor managers, no sound engineers. Absolutely nobody. They are all remote controlled. So the first thing you have to do is to press a button for the lights and the microphone to operate. Even the height of the camera is adjusted automatically. There is a director who counts you in and out so you know when to start and when to finish, and he or she speaks to you through a tiny earpiece which is placed in your ear. Then, when the broadcast is over, it's back to updating the information in order to prepare for the next one. I'm often asked whether we get to choose our own clothes, or they're chosen for us. Well, we all choose our own, although there are certain things like patterns or stripes which we are advised not to wear. And some colours work better than others on TV. It's also extremely important to have sleeves which are not too tight because of all the pointing you have to do at the maps and so on. I also try not to wear the same things too often, as I sometimes get very critical letters from viewers who tell me that I've worn the same jacket for the last 2 weeks. I must say, I sometimes wonder whether they're watching the weather or hoping for a fashion show.
That's the end of part two.